As Tom mentioned just a minute ago, we're going to extend the invitation of God through song. And to that end, I just want to offer a couple of words of encouragement for the struggling in here, if you are struggling or if you are not a Christian at this point. If you would come with me to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1, we'll be reading verses 3 through 5. And there are going to be two lessons that will draw from a focal point of this passage for consideration tonight. Paul says in Galatians 1, verses 3 through 5, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen." As I mentioned just a second ago, there are two lessons we'd like to pull from this passage, and where I really want us to focus our attention on, and I mentioned a focal point, is when he says, Jesus, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age. If we think about who Paul is writing to, we'll kind of understand why he opens with this certain salutation. And I think Paul is very deliberate when he opens a lot of his letters with certain salutations because they're going to directly apply to his reader. And in this case, he was talking to a group of people who seemed to be straying back to other religions, as we'll talk about in just a minute, who were being, again, drawn back into the world. And again, we're dealing with a very corrupt part of the world at this point in time. But again, I think Paul is very deliberate. So let's focus on this passage, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age. And the first point I want to draw from this is that Christ can deliver no matter the passage of time. Notice how Paul says to deliver us from the present evil age. Do you see any past tense in his verbiage with this phrase? There is none. You won't find any past tense. And at the time Paul wrote this letter, it hadn't been that relatively long since the resurrection of Jesus, but he keeps everything in the present tense. There is deliverance now in the present. However, if you think about all of us, we're nearly, a bit over 2,000 years removed from when this was written. And I think one of the problems for a lot of people that doubt is like, man, we're so far removed from this. Is this really relevant anymore? Does this really matter to me? Well, I can tell you with surety that it absolutely does. And the point that we need to remember is that the effectiveness of God's Word, which is centered on Christ, as Paul mentions here in this passage, it never diminishes over time. And Peter reinforces this point in his first epistle, in that time does not restrict or dilute the effectiveness of God's Word or the deliverance that's found in Christ. If you come with me to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 23 through 25, Peter says, "Since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you." If you think about this passage, and you notice the linkage between his quotation of Isaiah and his explanation thereafter, the power of deliverance and the good news equals forever, or for all time. It never diminishes. It never loses its effectiveness. And so again, we see that Christ can deliver us no matter the passage of time. The second thing to remember in this passage is that Christ delivers from any and all types of evil. There are no limitations in his ability to deliver us. And if you think about this letter, as I mentioned before, Paul wrote to a group of people who were being drawn back, who were being pulled away through twisted doctrines. And at this point in time, again, there was a lot of evil and corruption going on. But Paul makes sure to note, right at the beginning of this letter, you can be delivered from this present evil age. Do you see anywhere where he says there is a select group of sins that Christ can deliver you from, but not this group of sins that Christ can deliver you from? No. He says you can be delivered from this evil age and every bit of trouble that's involved with it. And let's be honest, let me just ask you a question. Since the time of this writing, has evil gone away? Are we no longer in evil ages and in evil times? No. But I can tell you that the evils that we face, even though they may be founded on the same evil principles and the things that are talked about in Scripture, you know, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, the challenges that we face have certainly evolved over time. And if you think about the challenges that we face today in our country, there's just a lot of things that other countries or other cultures and in previous ages, those people didn't have to fight and try to resist. And I think one of our biggest issues is that we just seem to try to outwit the problem. Or we try to rely on some kind of man-made convention to get us out of evil troubles. You know, we have the internet, we have TV, we have just a lot of areas in our life that cause us trouble. Alcoholism, drug abuse, things like that. And we just always seem to rely on any type of man-made convention or I'm just going to outsmart that evil. I'm going to work at it on my own. But I think a lot of times we just basically lose what really is the simple solution. And again, go back to what Paul says. Let Christ deliver you. Turn your attention toward Christ. Go back to a very simple but the most effective solution possible to facing a lot of times some very complex evil that we don't see creeping up on us. And there's another passage in closing that we want to look at that again sort of reinforces this point, and it is brought up by Paul. And he shares this in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and it's a very notable passage to all of us. In the first 12 verses, he talks about how many of the Jews had faltered and fell, even though they were drinking from the rock that was Christ, but they fell as an example for us. And Paul makes it very clear that they fell as an example for us, but he lets us know again that we have that spiritual rock in Jesus to turn to. But then he says in verse 13, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it." Now, if we place this in the context of our discussion tonight, and we just boil this down, we are assured that we can overcome, we can escape, and we can outlast evil if we just simply turn to Jesus Christ. And with all this said, if you're here tonight and you're seeking deliverance from one or many struggles, and evil is just lurking around you and it's pulling you in different directions, just like as Paul goes on to talk to the Galatians, it was pulling them in a lot of different directions. He had to try to draw them back through Christ. If there's anything that is bothering you in that regard, let me tell you something. You've come to the right place. You need to be here right now. Let me just say to you tonight, let Christ deliver you from your problems, because he will and he can. So if there's anything that we can do to help or assist you in that regard, please come forward as we stand and sing.